Phones are meant to be a tool that we use to be more productive, solve problems, or stay connected with friends and family. But these tools are becoming more and more of a nuisance than a help. In many cases, smartphone use is leading to sleep problems, depression, loneliness, increased stress and anxiety, impaired focus, and even self-absorption. In this episode, we'll cover how to rid yourself of digital distraction and how to master this tool instead of allowing it to master you.
What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Guys, welcome back to the Discipline of Manliness podcast. Great to have you guys back with me again for another episode. In this episode, like I said in the intro here, we're going to be talking about digital distractions and how to rid ourselves of those pesky phones and how they just impact our day. They create interruptions. They distract us from what's really important. So we gotta learn to master these tools instead of allowing them to master us. I know for me, my phone can be a great tool, but it can be a real nuisance as well. Just constant distraction and dings and buzzes. So I've been trying to get a hold of that over the last, few months here, just to make sure I'm staying more focused and accomplishing more throughout my day. So I want to dive right into it today, guys. Here's the problem. We're using our phones more and more and more. And one thing I looked up here for this episode, it says over a 10-year period from 2011 to 2021, mobile internet usage has increased from about 32 minutes a day for men to about 2 hours and 38 minutes a day. And that's specifically talking about men. That is a huge increase. I think that's something like a 400 or more percent increase in overall mobile internet usage, which is just crazy. That increase in use, which is, again, predominantly going to be smartphone use, that leads to just such a myriad of problems. Guys, by diving in and using our phones this much, it's affecting things like our dopamine pathways and our brains. Smartphone addiction actually will share quite a few similarities with other behavioral addictions, such as compulsive gambling, just because we're constantly getting like dopamine hits from likes on social media or other little things. It's basically a reward center in the brain, and it basically creates an addictive behavior to use with our phones. It can also lead to things like impaired focus, those constant buzzes, the dings, the various little interruptions that are just constantly urging us to check our phones. No matter how short those are, those actually have a really negative impact on our ability to focus, and focus specifically on like importance and complex projects or problems that we're trying to work on. So basically what it's saying is that things that really matter are getting overlooked in lieu of using our smartphones and responding to little notifications, text messages, or other notifications we're getting there. And this holds true both in our productivity at work as well as what we're trying to accomplish at home and how we're trying to spend time with our families. So, and that poor work performance, our decreased productivity there or at home can actually increase our stress levels and lower our overall self-esteem as well. Stress and anxiety will increase with smartphone use. This constant bombardment, guys, of news stories, notifications, text messages, phone calls, social media messages, all these different things, guys, they can lead to increased stress, especially if those messages are negative, guys, or more, getting those snarky comments, on social media or little just quips that are backhanded or even passive aggressive. Those little things just add stress to us because when you see those things, it just kind of fires you up. So those things constantly coming through via social or via text messages or phone calls, just constantly going to increase our stress levels. Even just constantly being accessible to the rest of the world can add stress because we constantly feel like we have to respond. We have to look at that message. And like dopamine, guys, this all has an influence on our brains. It triggers that primitive area of our brains, that fight or flight reaction, and it releases stress hormones, and that keeps us in a real state of high alert. Guys, another one that some of that, what I just described, will impact as well is sleep disruption. We've probably all heard that the studies that show how screen use near bedtime is negative, and it impacts us negatively, and it impacts our ability to fall asleep or even stay asleep. That blue light that comes off of our smartphones or our screens, via, you know, TV screens, laptops, whatever, that's giving off, that blue light that it gives off is actually inhibiting our melatonin, which is the hormone that regulates our sleep-wake cycle. Also, guys, both the exciting news we read before bed, if you're looking at news stories, or if you're just getting like some of those upsetting messages, all of those things are going to basically make you more alert, and it's going to prevent you from your being able to fall asleep and stay asleep. Just impacts your overall sleep. Guys, it's a real negative thing that the more you're getting negative sleep, or the more this is impacting your ability to sleep, you know that when you're not getting the sleep you need, that's going to increase things like irritability. It's really going to mess you up throughout your day. It impairs your ability to focus. You're just not going to be fully present throughout your day. And so those things are going to, again, have a detrimental impact on your overall physical health and well-being, as well as your mental health. Another thing that's impacted via too much smartphone usage is loneliness. While smartphones, obviously, as well as social media, were intended to keep us more connected and keep us in contact with friends and family, the real irony of it is that while we've never been more connected, quote unquote, we've actually never felt more alone. This artificial connectedness that we end up having leads to deeper feelings of loneliness. And because this stuff is really no substitute for that face-to-face contact with others, there's nothing that's going to take the place of a true face-to-face encounter, being able to truly see and be with someone physically present to have that conversation, guys. Smartphone use and Zoom calls and FaceTime or whatever you're using is no substitute for those things. And those that artificial connectedness is just going to lead to greater feelings of loneliness. And then all of this stuff, guys, all of this focus on ourselves is actually going to be creating more of a self-absorption. So constantly taking photos, taking these selfies, always feeling like I have to be on my phone and capturing moments and things that I want to share on social media and making it look perfect. All of this, basically culmination of all of these things that we've described, causes us to focus way too much on ourselves. And studies actually are starting to find connections between smartphone addiction and increased levels of narcissism in a lot of people. So there's a whole lot of problems that can come from overuse of smartphones. And I just dove into a lot of the problems. Like I said before, because there are some positive things that we gain from our tools, our smartphones, our ability to, you know, be productive and get some things done. There are positives to these little devices that we carry, these little supercomputers in our hands, but there are also a lot of problems that come from them. So we just got to be aware of the pros and the cons and the risks, and we also have to be able to take some actions to mitigate those negative effects. And that's what I would really want to get into, guys, is how to get rid of things like this digital distractions, all those dings, all those buzzes, all the constantly pulling you out of the important work you're trying to do to just simply respond to a quick text or respond to that comment on social media or whatever it is you're using, guys. Like, there's just an importance that we got to be able to stay focused, and we got to work on being able to keep our minds focused on the tasks at hand. So I want to get into the solution, guys. How do we master these, you know, so-called tools instead of allowing this tool to master us? And here's a few things that you guys can do to become more effective with your smartphone devices. First of all, guys, turn off all your notifications that are non-essential. I've gone into my settings in my smartphone, and I've turned off every single notification for every single app that isn't absolutely essential for day-to-day use. If I don't need it, I don't want it. I don't want my phone dinging at me. I actually get enough just with a few of the reminders I've set throughout the day for things that I've got to remember to do. And then various little, you know, certain texts that I do allow to come through even from friends and family. But even a majority of the text messages I'm on, especially group texts, I've silenced those. I don't need to respond to the majority of them immediately. I can look back at a synopsis of what everybody said and reply at a time of my choosing. So I've gone in and turned off all my notifications for all of my apps, or I've set them to only send an alert if I'm currently in the app. So like if I've decided I'm going to use this app for a set amount of time, I don't mind if it notifies me then, but I'm not going to allow it to just notify me willy-nilly whenever it wants to throughout the day. Or another thing you can do is set it to give you a daily synopsis like of what happened. So don't get your alerts as they happen. Just get a one-time daily notification from that app if that's really something you need to follow up on, or if you want to get a notification of. And like I said, also silence your text messages, especially group texts. Most of the time, if your group texts are anything like mine, there's not a whole lot of important stuff. It's usually somebody makes a joke, some people respond, you get the ha-has or the thumbs ups, and you just don't need to get those notifications all the time where it's distracting you, making you look and see, hey, was that notification something I needed to look at? And you're like, oh no, it's not. Well, that 5 seconds it took you to, you know, get your phone out, look at it, see that thing, and realize you didn't need to respond, just pulled you right out of either your work or something else that was probably more important for you to be doing. Another thing I'll do with my phone is I'll also just silence it completely if I don't want to be interrupted, or I'll even put it into airplane mode. That's another thing you can do if you're really trying to stay focused on a task at hand. Don't even allow your phone to notify you. If you really need to, shut the thing off completely. Just don't even allow it to be on. Don't even risk that it'll buzz your smartwatch or buzz at you in any way, shape, or form. So just turn that thing off. You can go a set amount of time without getting calls, emails, text messages, whatever alerts that your phone's trying to give you. Just stay focused, even if it's just for an hour. Focus on that one thing that you're trying to do and just shut the phone off or put it in airplane mode. That's another thing that's been really helpful for me, is I've been trying to mitigate the use of my smartphone and just keep it on the side and just have it for the things I need it for. Something else you can do, guys, is use something like the Freedom app. Freedom app is something that is designed to limit your screen time and improve your overall focus. It's something that'll work on Macs, it'll work on Windows, iOS devices, Android devices, Chrome, you know, it doesn't matter. It'll work on pretty much anything. So that's something you can look into. I just kind of did a Google search for some effective limitations for screen time use, and that was one of the ones that came up. It's not something I'm using at this point. I'm getting a pretty good handle on it with, again, some of the tactics I just described. But if you guys really need an assistance to help you with that, look at something like this Freedom app. It sounds like a really effective tool for limiting screen time use. Something else you can do, guys, schedule specific times of the day to check emails or check social. Essentially what I'm getting at is set a schedule a distraction time. So schedule a time you can be distracted, but set specific times of the day. When I work behind a computer in an office, I would get in the morning, I would check my emails, I would respond to anything that was more timely or critical that I really needed to get back to. I'd clear those out, and then I would close email, and I would spend the rest of the morning until lunch with my email closed. Right after lunch, I would check my emails again, respond to anything that was more urgent, and then, you know, clear those out, and then I would shut it off and close it, work to the end of the day, and then make one last check right before I was getting ready to leave for the day, just in case there was anything big I needed to put on my to-do list for the next day. So I just would check it at intermittent times, but schedule specific times of the day to check emails and or things like social media and check your phone. That's going to be a helpful way to get into a habit of not just checking your phone all the time, pulling it out, letting it notify you all the time. Just setting that specific schedule of when you're going to check it will really help get you focused on what you're doing and not focusing on your phone and what it's trying to alert you to. I'd say another thing, properly set up your day. So what I'm getting at here is establish a morning routine, for instance, or a daily routine that you can follow. For instance, like if you start your day by making a list of things you need to do and kind of setting your schedule, that's really going to help you build out what you know you need to get done that day. I'd say even determine something that you're procrastinating on or putting off because you know you don't want to do it. Find just one thing like that and then choose to do that thing first. Just get it out of the way, and that is actually going to greatly reduce your stress levels. If you know that you've tackled that thing that you've been putting off because you know you really don't want to do it, whether that's a hard conversation, a task you don't enjoy, you know, whatever guys that you're putting off, if there's just things you're not wanting to do, get those things done and out of your hair first. I don't care if it's that project that is just a problem. It's been frustrating. It's been a challenge to get done. Try to get that thing done first, or dedicate a set amount of time to whittle away at that thing if it's not going to get done in one sitting. But set that thing up first and just get it out of your hair. That way you can know and feel good of a sense of accomplishment that you got on top of it or got it completely done. And then you can get on with the other things throughout your day. And I guarantee you it will change your mindset and impact of how you're accomplishing these tasks throughout the day. Like I said earlier, you can set a time to be distracted. So you can say, okay, I'm going to work from this time to this time, and then I'm going to set a little 15-minute window in here to just maybe goof off on my phone for a minute, play a little word game, whatever you like to do. And just like I said, set an alarm though for while you're going to do that, for that maybe 15-minute window. Because otherwise, I guarantee that 15-minute window is going to turn into 30 minutes or an hour, and you're going to be shocked at the amount of time you wasted by just not, again, having something to remind you to just use 15 minutes to kind of check out, goof off, be distracted, and then get back to work. Another thing you can do, this one's a big one to me that I think has really helped me as well, is just start reading from an actual book or a newspaper if you like to get news articles, rather than reading on a device. I actually really like the feel of a book in my hand, and I think it really helps just to kind of check out from the phone and get away from that and just look at, you know, basically a printed page. So I really like being able to do that, and just kind of gets me away from using my phone or using a computer all the time. And again, it's even something I talked about with the sleep impairment of devices. You know, you're getting away from that blue light. And so I just think that's going to be something that's really going to help you guys and help your ability to focus on something that's physically in front of you rather than a phone that you could be reading, but then you're going to see text messages come in. It's going to distract you. So get away from the device use on your reading and use a book or a newspaper, something like that to get your information from. Also, I would say plan real face-to-face time with friends. That's another one you can do to help mitigate the use of your smartphone, help improve your connectivity and connectedness with other people, especially with other men or your friends and family. Just plan real time to get together with those people. And again, when you do, something I really appreciated about a couple we just recently got together with, they said they actually turn their phones off when they have friends over for a kind of a time of fellowship. They don't want to be distracted in any way, shape, or form. So they'll turn them off, put them in a bag, get them out of the way. So they were over here at our house. So like, you know, the wife like shut her phone off, put it in her purse. I'm sorry, she actually didn't shut that one off because there was a fairly significant issue that she needed to be aware of for her kids. So she kind of knew that there could be a phone call that would come in. So she had to be available for that, but she did silence it and put it away in her purse, so she'd at least be able to hear it buzz if she had to. But I really like the fact that they typically, when they know they're not expecting a call like that, they'll completely shut it off and put it completely away, so it's not even in view. So they're not tempted to check it, and then they can be fully present in that time for dinner or whatever get together, playing games, you know, that they're trying to do with their friends for a time of fellowship. So I think that's a big one, guys, that just setting that face to face and then getting rid of the phone completely during that time. Another thing you can do, and this is my last one, guys, but I like the idea of practicing memorization. This is a great discipline for the mind, especially in a time when we rely so much on our phones to remind us of everything. I mean, like you guys, I'm sure, or you guys like me, probably set reminders on your phone to go off and remind you, hey, don't forget to do this, don't forget to do that. Here's this calendar event, don't forget about this thing coming up. It's just constantly going off. But practice memorization to help build that discipline of keeping information in your mind. You may not always have your phone, or maybe like me, sometimes your notifications that you try to set, those alerts you try to set, don't go off. And then you're behind because you forgot to go do that thing, that task that you needed to do. But something else about just practicing that memorization, not only is it a good discipline for the mind, you also have to remember that when you think, your mind can only pull from information that it has stored in its stored memory. So without putting information into your brain, it's going to be much more difficult for you to even think and come up with new ideas, because your brain doesn't have information there to draw on, to develop, to improve upon, to build upon. So improving your memory is also going to impact your overall ability to come up with new ideas and to learn. So here's some little things you can do to work on your memorization, guys. Just practice memorizing someone's phone number. Someone that you might interact with regularly, go in, look at their number, and try to memorize their phone number. I know you don't need to. I know it's in your phone. You can even just tell your phone, hey, call this person, and it'll do it. But practice memorizing their phone number. It's just a way to help train your brain to memorize information and to remember things. Something else you can memorize is a Bible verse or maybe your favorite quote. Those would be some really good things to get into and just work on building those pathways, building those blocks of memory, and just having stuff that you can draw on in a moment's notice. Contrary to what you think, guys, you're not always going to be able to Google stuff. You might be in a place where your phone doesn't work, where you can't access a computer or your phone. There's going to be times and places where you can't do that, and it's going to be helpful to have that information in that stored memory ready for use at a moment's notice. Or another thing you can work on for memorization, guys, is just simply remembering someone's name. How many of you guys struggle to remember people's names when you meet them? You meet them and then, you know, a week goes by, maybe you see them again at church or at the office or whatever, and then you're struggling to remember their name again. It happens pretty frequently. I've definitely had seasons in my life where I struggled with that. And then I've also had to work on, you know, getting better and remembering people's names. So you've probably heard these tips before, but if you're going to remember someone's name, guys, ask for their name when you first meet. Say their name out loud immediately back to them. It makes sure that you heard their name right, so they can correct you if you didn't and if you mistook their name. But say their name back to them out loud. Something else, picture something to associate them with. So maybe if you meet, you know, Sam, maybe you know another guy named Sam, and if you can kind of picture that Sam and the new Sam, maybe it'll help you associate those two and remember that person. Or maybe you read a certain book with a character of that same name, like associate that book with them. It's just going to help tie those things together in your mind and helps you have better recall to be able to remember that person's name. And then at the end of your meeting, when you're saying goodbye, use their name again. So try to use their name 3 to 4 times in that first meeting encounter so that you can have said it out loud, heard it several times, spoken it several times, and it's just going to help you remember their name for the future. And even as you go away, try to picture back that conversation, think about that person, their face, saying their name in your head, just remember what you talked about, and that way you can follow up with them the next time and use their name, and that person's really going to feel special that you remembered who they were, you remembered their name, remembered something that you talked about before, and you can follow up with them on that. So those are some tips on practicing memorization. But overall, these are my basic tips on how to get away from the digital distraction and improve your overall ability to think and to remember things. So here's the tips again, just so you guys can go over them. Guys, turn off all the notifications that are non-essential. So either turn them off, silence those notifications, silence texts that you don't need to be getting, or even put your phone in airplane mode just to quiet it so that you can focus on things. Limit your screen use by using things like the Freedom app. Schedule specific times of the day to check emails or social. Properly set up your day by establishing a morning routine or a daily routine. Start reading from an actual book or newspaper rather than on a device. Plan real face-to-face time with friends and family, and then practice memorization. These are all things that are going to be really helpful in getting rid of digital distractions, limiting the amount your phone can alert you and cause you to be distracted and cause you to get split your focus and get sideways with your day and just pull you out of that the complex things you got to be thinking about and the problem solving and the projects that you're trying to work on. So these are the big things, guys, of how you get rid of that digital distraction. I hope that's helpful for you guys. Please start implementing this. Don't be someone who just listens to this podcast and consumes information without putting it into practice. Guys, start taking these tips, start doing these things. I highly encourage you, unless you're driving, get into your phone right now and start going into your settings and silencing those notifications. You will be shocked at how much more you can get done and how much less you're going to start looking at your phone throughout the day if you don't have those notifications going off and have your phone pulling you into those apps and they're responding to those text chains and things like that. So by all means, guys, if just start getting into this stuff, start taking this stuff seriously, and limit your phone's ability to interrupt your day. I hope this is impactful for you guys, for those of you who may be struggling with this and just constant use of your phone and constant notifications. If it is, guys, please go into your podcast platform when you're available and leave a rating and review for the episode, for this show. It really helps us as we seek to get this message out to more and more men and help men become the men that God made them to be. So I hope you guys will have a fantastic week. Make sure that you are, again, implementing these strategies that we're talking about. Share them with your friends. Take a screenshot of this episode and send it to a buddy. Send it to your brother, your dad, somebody that you know that could use this. And guys, I hope you will all have a fantastic week. Until next week, guys, where we're going to have some really cool episodes coming up for you here in the future with some good interviews. I hope you guys will all be, again, implementing all these strategies and have a great time this week. Be effective. Be the man that God made you to be. And until next week, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.